239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We'll pick back up on your calls in just a minute. But I have the mom of that 13-year-old that was critically wounded over the weekend. Was a house party. Random shot came through the house, wounded her 13-year-old son. Her name is DeAndra, and she joins me live. Ma'am, first of all, I'm sorry that we have to talk under these circumstances. How is your son doing right now?
He's fighting right now. He's fighting.
And I know he's at Riley, and he's got the best in the world helping him.
Yep. We've had a great team of doctors and nurses. Yes.
So, what happened?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of information.
So, was he inside the house?
Yes, he was inside the house, and I don't know, an altercation happened inside the house, and next thing you know, there were gunshots fired, and my son was running, and he was the only one who got hit by a stray bullet.
And I know, you know, you're here, and you've got, you know, a whole lot of folks in the community all throughout Indianapolis and central Indiana. And, you know, we talk about violence a lot of times on this program in the abstract. It's people talking who have not been in your shoes. What will you say to, you've got a lot of ears that have just perked up. This is your opportunity to talk to the community. What do you want to tell them?
First, I just want to tell them that if someone knows something, please come forward. My son was a great kid, an awesome kid, and I let him go out to a party for the first time ever. I didn't even want him to go, but I let him go, trying not to shelter him, and this is what happened. And I know somebody's mother knows something. And if they could just put themselves in my shoes, that would help me and my family have a lot of...
I know with my granddaughter, the first time she wanted to go to one of those parties, I know the butterflies and the knots that I felt. You know, I knew where they were going. I knew the people that were going to be there. But, you know, you're being black in America today. You have those kind of feelings. So, ma'am, I know what you felt in trying to balance, you know, holding on to them and, you know, trying to, you know, let loose a little bit. I know you want folks to call Crime Stoppers as the 262 tips. Are police getting a lot of leads? Are they telling you folks are calling?
I'm sorry.
Are police telling you they're getting a lot of leads that people are calling about this?
Not really. That's why I'm pleading that someone will come out and say something, because, you know, we're not getting a lot of information at this time, but it was enough people there that somebody knows what's going on.
How many people were there? It was, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100? Any idea?
I have heard from other kids that were there. It was close to 100 kids there.
Hmm.
Too many kids in one house, and I was a nervous wreck when letting my son go, and my friend's daughter was with him, and when he was shot, she screamed out. His mother didn't even want him to be here, because I had just texted her and said, how's it going? Is he okay? She said, he's fine, and the party's cool, and I said, can you please just protect my son, because I was so uneasy about it. And 15 minutes later, I got a call that I needed to get to Riley Hospital because he had been shot.
Somebody within the sound of my voice knows what happens. Somebody, we got a mom in pain. Somebody, I don't care if the devil has hardened your heart and turned it into cold black steel. Somebody knows what happened. Now, if you don't want to be identified, call Crime Stoppers, 262-TIPS, 262-8477.
somebody knows. If you're afraid to call Crime Stoppers, call a minister. Call a preacher. They'll know. You heard that, Mom. How many times have your kids or grandkids? Can I please? You say, no. And they kind of give you that look, and then you wonder, am I being too strict? Am I not, you know, giving them a little bit of freedom? And here, Mom made that decision. Then was told everything's cool. And then all of a sudden, somebody knows. Somebody knows. If you know, and you don't want to be identified, but you know, you just pick up the phone, call Crime Stoppers, 262-8477. 262-8477. It ain't about the reward of monetary things. It's about that reward inside you. If you don't trust Crime Stoppers, call a preacher. They'll know how to deal with it. They'll call law enforcement. They'll arrange it. But now a 13-year-old, pride of his mother, is fighting for life at Riley Hospital. Somebody knows. 262-TIPS. 262-8477. 262-8477. Somebody knows. Somebody knows. Is Mom okay? Okay, I thought maybe I'd heard the disconnect click. I thought maybe I'd frightened her. Yeah. Somebody knows. I'm going to take a break. Somebody knows. 262 TIPS. More after these.